This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIO. This is very, very exciting. My holiday Christmas party, well, I have a few jobs, right? I have a few jobs. So my radio Christmas party is actually coming up tomorrow night. Yeah, not even on the weekend. So this is going to be very, very interesting because it's like a middle of the week Christmas party. I got that. And then with my other job, we're going to a nice holiday luncheon, so that's going to be fun. And actually, I think I'm a little relieved that it's a holiday luncheon because I do a lot of stupid at these holiday parties. I just do. And what I decided to do this year is to make sure you guys don't make the same mistakes that I do at these holiday Christmas parties or holiday parties or Hanukkah parties or winter parties, okay? So I have here a list of do's and don'ts so you guys don't get fired, which I think is going to happen. I'm just sure of it. I see what we do. I mean, it's bad. And I think they even made a movie. There's supposed to be a movie with Jennifer Aniston about the holiday office party. It's about time somebody did. It's just a known fact that this gets to be the rowdiest, craziest party of the year. And the reason why is it's the most talked about. Okay? When parties get crazy and wild, maybe the high school students talk about it or the college students talk about it, but every week there's another party. Not for us dingbats. For us dingbats that don't get invited to any parties, all of a sudden there's a party where it's free food, free alcohol, alright? You're guaranteed to be invited to this party, even if you're unpopular, because they have to. It's work, so you have to be invited to this party. It's the talk of the town, because it's probably the only party you get invited to all year long. I know it's the only party I get invited to. So, pretty exciting. But the best part about it is, let's say the party lasts 4-6 hours, goes on into the night. There is no way you're getting fired during that time. Right? Now, yes, you could get fired the next day. You could get fired the following Monday. But you can basically walk next to your boss. You could look at your boss in his eyes. How many of you are afraid to look at your boss in their eyes? I know. Okay, at the holiday party, you can. Because you could always blame any miscomings or misgivings or missteps on being a little tipsy. And they're like, you know what? Yes, they made eye contact. I'm not going to fire them. All right, so let's quickly go through the do's and the don'ts. We'll start with the don'ts. Never, ever, 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 ever flirt with your boss. Okay? Don't flirt with the boss. Even if you like him. Even if he's sexy. Do not flirt with the boss. Somebody is always watching. And the boss, if he's a good boss, is not going to be drunk off his butt. He's going to, you know, demonstrate some proper decorum. He's going to demonstrate some restraint. And so you're going to make him or her feel uncomfortable. And he knows there's probably somebody now videotaping. Now everybody iPhones or smartphones the whole event anyway. So you could compliment them, yeah, but hands off. I have all this written in my blog at drdahlia.com or drdahlia.wordpress.com. Check it out. Do not drink too much. Yes, the alcohol is free and it's flowing. I know that. I know. It's a Niagara Falls of alcohol. I know. And it's very nice to get poop-faced. But you are going to make some big mistakes. The one thing I always do, this is what I do. The big mistake I make at these parties is, let's say there's a secret or there's an unspoken truth. I blurt it out. I do. I just blurt it out. I go, you know that we're all waiting for you to quit or kick the bucket so we could get your office. And I always do that. It's, oh, gosh, I'm so bad. And then the whole team looks at me like, I can't believe she said it, but then they're actually relieved that Dahlia said it. See, because I get the guts. You know, after having a little rum and coke, I feel gutsy enough to say it. Clothes start coming off on the dance floor. Stop it. Just don't drink too much. Never drive drunk. All right? Ever, ever, ever. If you are going to a holiday party or a Christmas office party, plan right now to have Uber, a car service, taxi. Plan on having a driver. Do not drive drunk. This is one of the biggest nights of drunk driving, as well as New Year's. Don't let anybody tag you on Facebook. Every 5 minutes, check your Facebook and hit refuse with the tag, because there are going to be the worst pictures of your skirt. My skirt was too short last year. I don't know what people got, but they could apparently see you do not want to cement what happened in infamy. Do not skip out on the office party. I know there's a lot of good parties, much better than hanging out with your work dweebs. But you've got to hit the office party first. If you try to hit it on the way back, you're going to be too drunk. You're going to be too stupid. No, hit the office party first. Let everybody see you. Let everybody know you showed up, and then get the hell out of there. If you have to get the hell out of there, you can always pretend you have diarrhea. Do not take the mic. This is another one of my pitfalls. The mic is sitting up there, and I'm like, I want to go up there, but you can't go up there until the boss speaks. All of a sudden, the boss starts to speak, and I interrupt him, and I say, I'll take over from here. That is a big no-no. The boss is the head honcho. Let them have the mic. Don't gossip. All right? That's what the staff lounge is for. Let's say there's an office bully, and the office bully is there. And you want to tell that office bully off. And you're like, you know what? I am going to rip him or her a new one, because what are they going to do? It's the Christmas party. You're right. They may not be able to do anything then, but they sure are going to get you back, because they're going to go home. And if they're who I think they are, they are going to brood about it and brood about it and brood about it until they get you back. Now, I'm not done. There's a lot more advice I need to give you. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. It'll be the best night of sleep ever. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Now, one of you had written about somebody you like at work and asked about making the next move. And the Christmas party is coming up. And, I guess you don't have the guts. Is that a good time to make the move on somebody? Now, according to my do's and don'ts list, do not sleep with a coworker. All right? It's not going to be in secret. Again, somebody's always watching. Somebody is videotaping or Facebook living the event. All right? The last thing you need is to have something that might have been a mistake, you know, put in the cyberspace infamy. I wouldn't do that. However, I understand that some of you guys are really looking forward to this opportunity. to finally get together with somebody you like at work. And the office Christmas party has historically been the time and the place where people start to get together. So there's a fine line between drinking too much and, I guess, going overboard and letting your guard down, or actually planning to finally make a move and nurture a relationship and you know, just push it over the edge. Well, don't push her over the edge. So I get that. And I don't think that's bad at a Christmas party to slowly make that move. You have to be careful, though, because you don't want to look like you were hitting on them. There's a very fine line between sexual harassment and asking somebody out at a Christmas party. So, I mean, if this is somebody you really, really like, right, and this is somebody who you trust, yes, you could very successfully start a relationship and, you know, put it up a notch closer to, you know, at a Christmas party. I would be very, very, very careful. There's a lot of cuddling. There's a lot of shoulder rubbing. There's a lot of grabbing that unfortunately happens at these. And this could also be a trap for you. Be very, very careful. Okay? No touching, no nothing. If you guys are in a relationship, that's one thing. If she is your superior, be careful. If she is your inferior, I hate to say it that way, but if she's subordinate, again, I wouldn't even go there. Don't go there because she could feel compelled. But when you guys are coworkers, you really need to be careful about that line of sexual harassment, sexual assault, and just wanting to go out with her because you like her. I would maybe, educate yourself a little bit more on the policies in that office. I would maybe let her make the move. I wouldn't make the move. You got to be very careful with this, guys. Be very, very careful. Ladies, too, you got to be careful. All right. We talked about telling off the office bully. A lot of us have people at work that are doing us in. And these people, it's frustrating. We've all had it many, many times. And they're jealous of you. Sometimes the better the worker you are, the more jealous. They think their job is at risk because you could take over their job. They want nothing more than for you to get, hit by a bus. I would use the office party as an opportunity to, make amends or make, to try to bring them down to size. Whenever I have a bully, whenever I have anybody who's mean to me, I usually just shower them with kindness. And the funny thing is it kind of works. They end up leaving you alone. You're just so nice, and don't overdo it. You don't want to look like you're patronizing. But when you do see the bully, go up to him and go, look, I know we're not the best of friends at work, but, you know, Merry Christmas. Hope we have a better year this year. Pat him on the back and go. He could still turn out to be a jerk, or she could turn out to be a jerk. But for the most part, Christmas time brings people together. Hanukkah time. And so, you know, they may not want this, or they may be an adversary for the wrong reason. When you're at the office Christmas party, do not discuss work. I do that all the time because I never see the boss. I never, ever, ever see the boss. So finally I see the boss, and everything I've wanted to tell him, I want to tell him. But they don't want to hear work. They don't want that. What you can do is say, look, okay, we're having fun tonight, but is there a way I get to talk to you? You know, I need to set up a time where I can talk to you. And he'll be like, yeah, go tell so-and-so to set that up. Boom. You can set that up on Monday for later. But do not talk about work. First, he's not even going to remember anything you said. Second, he's going to think you're a suck-up, and he's going to want to get the hell away from you. What you want to do is talk about anything but work. If you want to get on your boss's good side, that you want to talk about stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with work, and you want him to hang out with you. Invite him to do a game, not a drinking game. Be careful. Ask him to do a duet with you with karaoke, that kind of thing. Now, on the other hand, it looks like you get yourself into trouble when you're very noisy. and you're running around and you're like, hey, Dr. Dolly is in the house. Okay, don't be antisocial either. If you're the one at the holiday party that sits there looking like they're not having a good time, your boss is thinking to himself, look, I can't uninvite them. I can't not invite them next year. But, you know, if they're not a part of the team, I don't have to worry about this. Okay, that Christmas party is also another audition. It's a mid-employment audition. And you being antisocial, you having your thumb up your butt, you having your nose in the air, no, that's not good. Like I said, if you're really bored to death, if you have someplace else to go, you could always fake diarrhea. But this may be the only party you ever get invited to. Don't mess it up. Okay, so what should you do at these office parties? Well, first, okay, one, you got to thank the boss. Always thank the boss and thank the planning committee. There is always some do-gooders that are the planning committee. You have got to thank them. I know most of the time I don't get along with a lot of committee members because the fact that they're on a committee and I'm not usually already puts a big, huge, dearth between us or a big, canyon between us. But thank them, okay? Even if they roll their eyes because they don't like you, oh, that's Dr. Dahlia, I'm so sick of her. But you come up going, you know what, this really is a great party. You did a good job. Wow. I mean, wow, you guys put a lot of work into it. This is very cool. Thank you for inviting me. And even if they go, gosh, we shouldn't have invited her, one of them will be thinking to themselves, that's pretty cool. She liked the decor. She thought it was cool. If you see a microphone and you want to get up there to sing and you can sing, go for it. This is when I let you go up and get the mic. If you have a talent, whether it's fashion sense, don't dress slutty, but let's say you have good fashion sense or you have nice legs, this is the time to show it. If you can sing, this is the time to show it. If you can dance, this is the time to show it. Let's say you know magic. This is the time to let other people at work see your other talents. You got to do it. Careful with stand-up, because if you make a joke that's really off color, that could get you in trouble. So don't do stand-up. That's my mistake. But if you could sing, you get up there and you sing. Also, when you do talk to the boss, let him know you're happy. Don't kiss up, but let him know, you know, this is the happiest I've been in a while in my life. I love my job. Thank you. If he knows you love your job, it's going to make it that much harder for him to fire you January 1. When the new budget gets rolled out, let them know you like a job. It's going to go the long way. Tip your bartender. If there is a bartender, remember to tip the bartender. You have to. When I bartended, I liked it. Tip the bartender. You got to do that. But most importantly, have fun. You have got to have fun, guys. It's the holidays. You got to celebrate. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Make sure you guys have fun. I will definitely let you know later on in the week how our office Christmas party went. I am, though, very scared to death. My guess is it's going to be on Facebook more than I want. Now, we were talking about this one listener who wants to start his relationship with somebody. There's a lot of different options. Again, I don't like people dating at work because I really don't like the blurred lines between the whole sexual harassment and that kind of stuff. I mean, that you really don't poop where you eat. You got to be very, very careful. But if there is somebody you really, really like, right? Again, you make sure you don't get overly drunk. You want to make sure you maintain control. You don't want to fall all over this person. You also don't want to have a flirtation that is unwanted, and now you have to work with them for your remaining years at that office. Okay? So be careful. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Did Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. For those of you that want to learn medical Spanish and very, very easy words to learn and to put together, we have LearnHealthSpanish.com. Go to LearnHealthSpanish.com. Great course, inexpensive, easy, makes great gifts for anybody you know in the healthcare field. under $50, plus with the coupon code DDW, it's even cheaper. So please check that out. It's very, very good. I'm very, very proud of this. This is something that was a long time in the making, and it was a lot of fun. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Some very sad news. As we're being told that there is a rise in drug-dependent newborns, especially in rural areas. Research that came out yesterday documents instances of neonatal abstinence syndrome. That's basically where a newborn is born and is actually in a state of withdrawal because mom had been dependent on drugs. And they're finding these increasing at higher rates in rural areas than in urban areas. They say newborns suffering from chemical dependency accounted for 7.5 per 1,000 hospital births in rural counties in 2013, up from 1.2 per 1,000 in 2004. By comparison, urban areas only saw an increase from 1.4 births per 1,000 to 4.8. They say some state-level data has suggested that neonatal abstinence syndrome disproportionately affected rural counties. It's the first study to show that rural communities throughout America are particularly affected with this epidemic. They also found that opioid abuse caused more delivery-related complications in rural counties, 8.1 per 1,000 births in rural hospitals compared to 1.3 10 years prior. Urban areas saw a smaller increase. They said mothers struggling with opioid use often had lower incomes and were on public health assistance in rural areas. Now, they say neonatal abstinence syndrome mostly affects newborns exposed to opioid use, heroin, pain pills, OxyContin, while in the uterus. So when the babies come out, they could have seizures, which could kill them, fever, tremors. And so now they're even using methadone to help wean these newborns off of dependency. It's pretty scary stuff. I mean, imagine their brains that are trying to develop and, you know, what sort of a left foot they're starting off of, you know, having been dependent on narcotics throughout their whole, you know, fetal life. It's scary stuff. They say nationwide cases have been on the rise, with Vermont and West Virginia in particular showing more than 30 births per 1,000 over the past few years. In this recent study published in JAMA Pediatrics, it's the first to pin down the increase between this rural and urban development. You know, it's very interesting. You know, why rural? What, you know, you would think with urban that have more access. This was the same thing that we learned about with, you know, high schools and kids. I remember when I was going to school. You know, I thought that us being in the city, we're going to be more at risk for sex and drugs and getting into trouble than those rural. And that's not the case. I guess maybe rural people think maybe that the police are less involved. Maybe they're more bored. I don't know what the answer is. But kids want to have fun. People want an escape no matter where they live. Right? You know, and even though opioid addiction is on the rise in white upper middle class, this sheds light that even underserved rural communities are also at risk. And unfortunately, these babies, even when they come out of withdrawal, I don't think are going to be 100% perfect. And with that, we are going to be having an increase in children and then later generations that have these deficits. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We do have some good news. They think statin medications may be the cure for Alzheimer's. They say people who took their cholesterol-lowering medication for at least 2 years saw their risk of developing Alzheimer's plummet. Now, how many of you guys take cholesterol medication? A lot of you. This cholesterol medication has been, to me, a panacea. I've been very, very excited about the results I've seen with my patients who take cholesterol medications, especially the statins. Again, you want to take low doses, because it can affect the liver. It could also affect the muscle, because cholesterol is made in the liver and the muscle. So you need to be very cautious, because these medications can irritate them. But the low dose, I've rarely seen a problem with my patients. And if it has this additional effect of cutting Alzheimer's, because maybe there's a link between the beta amyloid deposits in the brain and cholesterol, this is going to be a huge, huge breakthrough. They say women who had taken statins saw their risk fall by 15%, and Alzheimer's risk among men fell 12%. The findings are based on the health records of nearly 400,000 Americans over 65, tracked from 2006 until 2013, and it is the strongest evidence yet that statins may help stall the development of dementia. They say in the first 2 years, the researchers from the University of California, or USCLA, University of Southern California in Los Angeles, USC, tracked whether the participants took statins and how consistently they took them. For the next 5 years, they tracked them for the development of Alzheimer's, which is obviously the most common form of dementia. Overall, 1.72% of women and 1.32% of men were diagnosed with Alzheimer's each year. But those who took the statins were less likely to develop the disease. The risk fell further if they took their statin medication regularly. An estimated 850,000 people in the UK suffer from dementia. In America, it's in the millions. Despite years of research, scientists obviously have been struggling to, you know, come up with a cure or come up with a prevention, come up with a vaccine. This could be one of the closest things yet. This is pretty exciting stuff. Dr. Julie Zismopoulos, who led the study published in the JAMA Neurology Medical Journal, said we may already be sitting on an effective treatment. We may not need to wait for a cure to make a difference for patients currently at risk. Existing drugs, alone or in combination, may affect Alzheimer's risk. They looked at statins as a candidate because they are widely used and have resulted in the reduction of cholesterol. So statins are already taken by, I believe, 10 to 12 million people in the United States. These statin medications have been shown to prevent the cholesterol plaque from breaking off, help seal the plaque, because when that cholesterol plaque rips and tears the intimal lining of the vessel, it could cause a clot, and it helps prevent more cholesterol being made, especially the bad cholesterol, LDL. There's been, though, however, a lot of controversy over statin medications and diabetes, and I'm torn. I don't really believe statin medications cause diabetes, but the concern is, people that take statins many times go on to develop diabetes. However, many people with high cholesterol go on to develop diabetes. So were they going to develop diabetes anyway? Because the mechanism in place, usually your cholesterol goes up first years before you get diabetes. And then diabetes follows. So if high cholesterol is a precursor to diabetes, how do you know that if the statin caused it or not? That's going to be kind of tough to prove. However, these cholesterol medications like simvastatin, it's a very common medication. It works very, very well. At low doses, it effectively lowers the cholesterol. So they think maybe what happens is as the cholesterol is lowered, you have more blood flow to the brain. Maybe that increase of blood flow to the brain is fighting the death of brain cells. Scientists also suspect that cholesterol may play a role in making these amyloid plaques that build up in the brain, causing the memory deficits. So simvastatin worked well for white, Hispanic, and black women, as well as white and Hispanic men. Lipitor, or atorvastatin, helped white, black, Hispanic women and Hispanic men. And Crestor reduced the risk in white women. 1-877-DOCTALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now, my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. You've been hearing a lot about MyPillow, and I'm here to tell you, wow, it works. I have a big head and a big mouth, and falling asleep at night can be difficult. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep, and I don't wake up with neck pain like I do with some of my other store-bought pillows. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night, and when I'm in the studio during the day, Shaky Boo takes his naps with his furry little tushy on it. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. Or you can call 1-800-419-1379. With MyPillow, I'm able to fall asleep faster and stay asleep. MyPillow is my go-to pillow every night. So get your MyPillow at MyPillow.com and use promotional code DDW. That's MyPillow.com, promotional code DDW, or 1-800-419-1379, promotional code DDW. It'll be the best night of sleep ever.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need some extra cash for Christmas presents this year? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If you could use extra cash for Christmas, turn your radio up. 45cash.com specializes in connecting you with a lender ready to give you the cash you need for Christmas. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right. No paperwork whatsoever. Your cash can hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com to request up to $5,000 for Christmas spending in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook.
the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so teen drug use, all right, is down. We are doing something right. This is very exciting. They say right now 45,000 students were surveyed from 372 public and private schools. Excuse me, I got the hiccups. I apologize. This was funded by the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Oh, boy. Ooh, I hate having the hiccups. This is not fun at all. And they found that illicit drug use over the past year was the lowest in the survey's history for eighth graders. Does that blow your mind that we are sitting here excited that eighth graders are using less drugs? What the hell is an eighth grader? My kid is in the eighth grade. Okay, you're not supposed to slap him silly these days, but if I found out that my kid was doing drugs, we are talking about the biggest can of whoop-butt being opened up. I mean, there is no way that would even happen. But I guess this is what kids do. They said all three grades, use of illegal drugs other than marijuana over the past year dropped from recent peaks. Besides marijuana. These kids are smoking marijuana. Seniors have been polled about their drug use and attitude since 1975. I'm sure they have. They say eighth graders. Oh, I apologize. I'm having an issue here. Let me see here. Oh, looks like they updated the article. Looks like the author updated the article while we speak. That's at PhiladelphiaCBSLocal.com. Ooh, even better. They say the 2016 Monitoring the Future survey showed a continuing decline in marijuana, alcohol, and tobacco, and misuse of prescription drugs among teens. They looked at 8th graders, 10th graders, and 12th graders. So, they say seniors have been polled since 1975. 8th and 10th graders were added in 1991. Obviously, director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Valko, is very, very excited. She goes, this is very, very good news. We are seeing some of the lowest rates of drug use we've ever encountered in our survey, and that is for cocaine, amphetamines, heroin, and inhalants. Samuel Ball, president and CEO of the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse at Columbia University, also feels encouraged by the results. These are decreasing trends. Now, back in 1991, more than 1 in 10 high school seniors smoked half a pack or more a day, while the most recent survey found it dropped down to 1.8% from 10%. The only thing is marijuana. They said the past month use of marijuana among 8th graders did drop down to 5.4%. But it was 6.5% last year. 6.5% of eighth graders are smoking dope. Eighth graders, they're 13-year-olds. 13, 14-year-olds smoking dope. Are you kidding me? Daily use among eighth graders slipped down to 0.7%. It was 1.1 last year. But older students are following a different trend. Rates of marijuana use in the past year among 10th graders remained stable. Seniors also remained unchanged. Sorry, they're doing another update on this. I apologize. It's good. They're giving us, you are getting up-to-date information on this. This is great. They say higher rates of marijuana use among 12th graders could be seen in states with medical marijuana laws than in states without them. In 2016, just over 38% of high school seniors living in states with medical marijuana laws reported using marijuana that past year, compared with 33% of seniors in states without these laws. So, the kids are getting from their parents. Whoever has the medical marijuana card, maybe it's the kid, but whoever has the medical marijuana card is getting the marijuana, and these kids are taking it. Through changes in legalization, it's led to easier access, and so this is proof that the teens will get a hold of it. So this is something we need to be concerned about. Also, of course, the biggest threat is the e-cigs. The e-cigarettes have rapidly grown in popularity, and we've known that for a while. The survey began to track e-cigs for the first time last year. They said 12.5% of seniors are vaping. My guess is also some of them are sticking cannabis in it as well. They say only a quarter of 12th graders think their vaporizers have nicotine. 62% think it's just flavoring. 6% of seniors say they vape for flavoring. 20% report using e-cigs for nicotine. I've never tried an e-cig, So I don't know how good it tastes. I'm kind of confused. I want to now. Now I'm intrigued. But I know once you start, you get hooked. 8% or less use it for cannabis. There we go. All right, so 8% of the 12th graders that are vaping use it for cannabis. So what about opioid pain relievers? For opioid pain relievers, sorry, they're doing another update. So it for opioid pain relievers, they said it did fall a little bit, down to 4.8%. Some high school seniors are reporting shooting heroin. That's about 0.3%. It blows. Where do they get this? Where do they get it? Where do they have the time? I mean, my kid has to study all the time. I don't know when he has time to drop, right, some acid or to smoke a doob or to shoot up. And unfortunately, these kids are making the time. That's a shame. All right, a spoonful of sugar may help the medicine go down. Very interesting. A study, for those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, says the best way to ease babies' pain during vaccinations is to give them a sip of sugar and to rub anesthetic cream on the injection site before they get shots. They say sugar solutions and lidocaine cream have long been the options to make vaccinations less miserable. But there's a lot of evidence that says the combination may work best, according to the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Canadians, this is, I gotta tell you, they always come up with the real nice, cool, you know, happy type news. To determine the most effective pain relief option, they assigned 352 healthy babies to one of four groups for all of their vaccinations over the first year of life. Video instruction for parents on how to soothe infants during shots. Videos for parents on sugary drink for babies. Videos, sugary drink, and anesthetic cream. And a control group that got nothing. And they found the benefit with the sugar, with the lidocaine, and with the parent's instructional video. None of the other three treatment groups were different in terms of pattern of pain responses. Now, but you see, here's the thing. Like my son, when one of my son would get a vaccine, his arm, he always got a localized reaction, always. And that made me nervous about a systemic reaction, but knock on wood, he hadn't had a systemic reaction. But he always got a localized reaction because, you'd put it into the leg, the thigh muscle, or you'd put it into the deltoid, shoulder muscle. And so, but he would always have a reaction to that, and it would be painful. And so, yeah, you could give them Tylenol, et cetera, but it would hurt for days. It's interesting. The anesthetic cream, I think, will help, but that topical anesthetic cream only helps with the initial shot in terms of the epidermis. And it doesn't necessarily get deep into the muscle. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. They say here in this article, nearly 70% of U.S. Hispanics agree with physician-assisted death. According to a new online survey by Nashville-based Lifeway Research and reported by Fox News, they say 69% of Hispanics agree it is morally acceptable for terminally ill patients to ask their doctors for help in ending their lives. Now, in Catholicism, that doesn't sit well. So there's a definite trend for there to be a loosening up of, religious conservatism. They say, according to Dr. Gracie Poso Christie, a radiologist in the Miami area, to say that we have the right to death is shocking to hear as a person who believes in the afterlife. She said she believes death is a tragedy. She says, but there is a trend. And it's very interesting to see. We'll talk more about this later. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Sale of a Lifetime, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.saleofalifetime.com/free book. Again, that's saleofalifetime.com/free book.